League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Macro News for Monday, the 13th of January, 2025. Dreadful day in the markets again. American markets are rolling over. Bitcoin's rolling over. I did sort of tweet or X about this on LinkedIn. I put it on the social media. But S&P support, 500, is breaking that. Bitcoin is just breaking support as well. Not looking very good. Oh, by the way, Amazon have run out of stock of my book for the third time. This is driving me nuts. So, like I said, I have extended because a lot of people have ordered the book, they've told me, and they obviously won't get the discount on the Share Pickers Investment Club because they can't read the book and can't rate it. Until it's delivered. So I've extended until the end of January, okay? 50% discount on the Share Pickers Investment Club. If you like the book and you write a positive review and give it a 5-star rating, then you will get 50% off. That's only lasting till January, end of January. Then, going forward, February, by the way, if you still like the book and get the book delivered and you give it a positive rating review, then you'll still get 25% discount. So it'll drop from 50% in January, 25%. And if you don't get the book till March, but still like it, discount will be 15%. So 50% discount for January, 25% for February, and March is 50%. I can't obviously extend it much longer. But even though Amazon is saying right now, it's so annoying, they're saying it'll be delivered between the 27th of January and 27th of February. I thought they had an efficient system there. It's all done by algos, apparently, and they've underordered several times, and demand is outstripped supply. Anyway, so if you get the book and like it, let me know. And email me, justin@sharepickers.com. But thank you very much for everyone who has bought the book. It's doing very well, and I'm impressed by the feedback I've got. It's really, you know, genuinely flattering and humbling in some way. Okay, let's look at the markets. FTSE 100 down a third of 1%, 8,224. FTSE 250 is down a tenth of 1% to 19,705. But it had a horrible week last week. Four out of five trading days down, pretty much. FTSE small cap down a third of 1%, 6,674. Let's just check that. The FTSE is just above the 200-day moving average. The small cap is below the 200-day moving average. FTSE 250 is below 200. In fact, they've sort of death cross on the FTSE 250. Is that the same with, not quite with the fledgling? And AIM, it's down a third of 1%. We are literally off, well, the low was back in December. And it came down at 7.10. We're now at 7.11. Do you remember those stores, 7.11? Are there any of those around, 7.11 stores still? Bitcoin, this is down 4% today. And it is below sort of previous support levels at 91,000. 13,113 thereabouts. So it's now at 90,443. My prediction is this for Bitcoin. I think it's going to have a massive crushing sell-off this year. And I think companies like Michael Sayers, MicroStrategy, will go bust. They're super leveraged on convertible bonds, everything. And I think it'll be close to going bust. And he's done it before. If you check back the history of Michael Sayer, then in the dot-com bubble, he went all big on one sort of stock like this, and he basically went bust. So I think it's going to happen again. Okay, let's look at some... what else have we got here? Oh, Brent is up, actually, because of renewed sanctions on Russia from America, and I think Britain are joining in. But Brent is last 6 sessions has been up. It's at $81 a barrel, Brent is. Where's gold? Gold is down 1%, but it's in a range at the moment. Range is varying from the bottom of the range, $2,600 an ounce. Top of the range pretty much is $2,750. So it breaks above that, it's probably positive. But the pound at a 14-month low against the dollar. So against the dollar, it's at $1.21. And literally, if you go back to the start of the year, where were we at the start of the year? It was 126. And back in September last year, it was 130. $1.30 to the pound. Euro, it's also down to 118 against the pound. Rachel Reeves must be feeling it. She went over to China to land £600 million worth of deals. What is that over 5 years? 120 million a year. I know people say she should have been here. I don't see what she can do, though. You can't. What can you actually do? What can she do? She's helpless. She's boxed herself in a corner, and I can't see. She didn't foresee this happening. And now I don't see how she's going to get out of it. I was just watching a news conference for Keir Starmer. That's why the podcast's a bit late. But he's talking about, he's going big on AI, Robert Starmer. No surprise there. He thinks AI will develop a lot faster than we've seen with other revolutions. Some people are saying 5-10 years. I think it'll be a lot faster than that. I thought, what evidence do you have that? What evidence do you have that AI will revolutionise the markets within 2 to 3 years? Because even if it is 2 to 3 years, that's not soon enough to sort out your budget problem. You have no headroom left. And now, if you're not going to break your fiscal rules, which you kept saying, then they have to cut spending. But he didn't admit they will have to cut spending. But that's all they can do, isn't it, really? And in fact, look at the bonds up again. In fact, they're not as high as they were on Friday, but they are trying to rally a bit. Bond yields, as bond prices have gone down. But the 2-year is at 4.56%. 10-year, where is that? 4.85%. Okay, so macro news. Let's start off with some positives. So I said the PM plans to unleash AI across UK to boost growth. This is what they're pinning their hopes on. The government has set out plans to use artificial intelligence across the UK to boost growth and deliver public services more efficiently. Now, there's this thing. I think there's going to be a bit of a storm about the NHS data being used for AI, private companies coming using NHS data. But the thing is, it'll only be idiots, you know, from the press saying, they're using our data, selling our data in the NHS, they're selling off the NHS. But the same people will be promoting this on social media. Social media companies have your data. What benefit do you get from that? At least with them, NHS, we'll get some benefit. Maybe it'll reduce waiting times. Maybe you can get a new hip before you're in a wheelchair. Anyway, the AI Opportunities Action Plan has been announced, like I said, it was announced today. We're backed by leading tech firms, which are said to have committed £14 billion towards various projects, creating 13,250 jobs. It's quite a round number, that, isn't it? It includes plans for growth zones, where development will be focused and the technology will be used to help tackle issues such as potholes. What? Potholes? How can AI help with potholes? You basically need a couple of guys in a van going out filling them, don't you? How does AI help that? I don't understand how that will work. I can understand how it will help with NHS speeding up sort of admin roles and getting rid of duplication. But potholes? How does AI help? Robots, are we doing that? I don't know how that works. Just little robots going out, filling up potholes there. okay, next bit of macro. Not such good news. And we sort of know this. It's the same old story, but it just shows, it resonates. It's true. UK CFOs set to cut hiring and slash investment following the budget. Finance chiefs at UK businesses are focused on cutting costs in the wake of the budget, with investment and hiring set to suffer as a result. Over half, 52%, of CFOs surveyed by Deloitte said cost reduction was a strong priority for their business in the wake of the Chancellor's tax raid. The survey showed that hiring intentions in the final quarter of the last year fell at the fastest pace since early 2020, while a net 58% of firms expect to cut discretionary spending. In addition, less than one in five CFOs, that's 18%, said it was a good time to take an additional risk onto their balance sheet, the weakest risk appetite in over a year. So that speaks for itself. And finally, it's a big week of data here in the UK. And it's a City AM. Stakes are high for UK economy ahead of crunch week of data. Investors will be paying close attention to the UK economy again this week ahead of a series of crunch data releases. So the latest inflation figures coming December will be published on Wednesday before GDP figures for November will be released on Thursday. City economists expect inflation to remain unchanged at 2.6%, while the economy is projected to return to growth, having suffered 2 months of contraction. But the data releases will come at a time when the economy is facing particular scrutiny from international investors following last week's sell-off in UK government bonds. Now, I've got to point out, a lot of economists' expectations or predictions aren't always accurate, and they can always surprise the actual figures to the downside or upside. What would be the worst-case scenario is, of course, inflation going up above expectations and GDP dropping faster than expectations, which would show stagflation, which is quite worrying there, because the Bank of England doesn't know what to do with that. You know, if you've got inflation going up, thing is, if growth is coming down, then eventually inflation will come down. I think they've got to look ahead, and I can't see a surprise the upside on GDP, but who knows. But there we go. Okay, let's look at some micro news. There's lots of news out today, actually. These are micro-cap companies, which I sort of specialise in, and I look at and focus on, and I go through these companies' results just to see if they're good enough to be added to the micro-cap league, or it's two feeder lists, which are recovery or potential. Okay, here we go. Cordel Group. CRDL, the artificial intelligence platform for transport corridor analytics, is pleased to announce a new contract with Network Rail to deliver a package of enhancements to Cordel's ongoing railway gauging data solutions. Like I said, I do like this company. Didn't they release something last week as well? I'm sure they did, didn't they? Let's have a look a second. Bear with me, please, caller. Thank you very much. Yeah, new contract with Angel Trains. They are releasing some good contracts there. So I do like this company. Their market cap is 15 million. They're forecast to achieve 6.2 million revenue in 2025, up from 4.4. And the loss is expected to come down to profit, well, loss before tax to 400,000, which is down from 1.2 million loss. So it's going in the right direction, revenue and growth there. But as yet, not profitable. Next, Eden Research, a leader in sustainable biopesticides and biocontrol technology, provides the following post-year end trading update. So they are a market cap of 21 million. Revenue for 2024 is expected to increase by 34% to 4.3 million. Operating loss is expected to increase by 11% to 2.1 million versus 1.9. Cash position as of the 31st of December, this is 2024, 3.6 million down from 7.4. In the outlook, they say revenue for financial year 2025 is expected to increase by 16% to 5 million when compared with 2024, with some potentially significant approvals and other events that could subject to timing, increase this figure. The company does not currently expect to need to raise additional funds for existing working capital requirements for the foreseeable future. Now, that phraseology there is quite vague, isn't it? Foreseeable future. What does that mean? So look at the forecast here. 3.2 million of revenue in 2023. It's expected to increase to 4.3 for 2024 and up to 5 for 2025. But they are loss-making. Loss before tax for 23, 1.9. For 2024, 2.1 loss. And for 2025, 1.8. So it's not coming down very quickly. And I would suggest, I don't know how long the foreseeable future is, but if you add those two bits together, the loss before tax for 24 and 25, you're going to need to raise some money, 2025 onwards maybe. So they say foreseeable future. It's hard to say how long that's going to be, isn't it? I mean, you're going to need to raise money because, well, who knows? They'll be close anyway. I'd be surprised if they go from a 1.8 million loss, pre-tax profit loss in 25, to a profit in 26, unless their growth shoots up. But maybe worth a look. Eagle Eye. Now, normally I wouldn't cover this. It's a bit bigger than I normally cover, but they have had a profit warning, which has taken the stock down by over 20% a day. In fact, sorry, let's check them. How remiss of me. Let me check the share prices here on these companies. Eden's up 0.8% to 4 pence. Cordell is up 5.25% to 7.5 pence. Eagle Eye is down 24% at 358, which means their market cap now is around about 110 million. But they did say the board continues to expect double-digit software as a service revenue growth. However, financial year 25 and 26 revenue is expected to be 15 and 18% below current market expectations, respectively, primarily due to a significant reduction in professional services revenue alongside lengthening sales cycles due to macroeconomic climate. However, forecast EBITDA margins are expected to improve to approximately 24 and 25% respectively due to increasing proportion of SaaS revenue mitigating the impact on profitability. By the way, they've just announced another deal today. A newly agreed global partnership is a game-changing opportunity for Eagle Eye. It provides confidence in substantial revenue growth acceleration from financial year 27, and we are therefore solidifying our confidence in our 3 to 5 year journey to £100 million revenue and increasing our target EBITDA margin to 13%. That's 30, sorry. So they took a knock to this. Could be a bit of an opportunity. They are high recurring revenue. They do these loyalty schemes, and I think they work with some of the biggest supermarkets and all that stuff. So anytime you have these loyalty cards, in certain big stores, there's a good chance Eagle Eye could be involved in that. So it's a very interesting company, worth a look. Let the share price settle down for a bit. Like I said, it's had a bit of a knock here, but sometimes when you see that and you see, sales and growth improving in the outer years, you've got to have patience because there can be some volatility. But it's a good business by the looks. Next, Filtronic, FTC, designer and manufacturer of products for the aerospace, defense, space and telecoms infrastructure markets. And of course, they've got big contracts with SpaceX, Elon Musk, SpaceX. Listen, the worry is that they don't have diversification of revenue here and it's all reliant on, Musk's companies. But anyway, they're pleased to announce that their order intake for delivery in the current financial year is at a higher rate than anticipated. Consequently, the board now expects to deliver stronger results for the full year than the recently upgraded market expectations. So the market have 197 million. They have shot up this last year. So their forecast now, they had a revenue of 25.4 million for 2024, expected almost double that, 48.4. So a blowout year. And in 2026, it's expected to drop a bit to 41. Of course, that could change. Profit before tax for 24 was 3.7. It's expected to be 11.7 for 2025. Heck of an uplift. And then that's dropping to 7.9 million for 2026. But nevertheless, where is it today? Is it... it's up 7.36%. I think the broker's target is... In fact, oddly, unusually, this is now above the broker's target price, which is, I think it was 92 pence, I think. So, yeah, you can see how well it's done. And it has broken out of a current range, actually. The range was pretty much 82.5 pence, and it's broken out of that. So, good work for people in that. It's done really well. Like I said, it started 2024 at 20 pence. It's now 97 pence. So, well done if you're in that from the start. Excellent return there. HVO, it's had a bit of weakness of late. That's why it's coming into microcap territory. But they've announced HMPV challenge model update. The highlights are HVO successfully completes a pilot HMV characterization study. The study exhibited strong ineffectivity rate and induced symptomatic disease in healthy volunteers. Now marketing HMPV challenge trials support development of HMPV vaccines and antivirals. So around about 123 million market cap. The forecast for 2024 is 62 million revenue. That's up from 56. And also for 2025, expect to increase from 62 to 67.4. And as far as profit for tax, expect to be 12 million for 2024, up from 11.9. And in 2025, 13.8. So you're looking at a PE here, you know, for 24 of 13.7. So yeah, maybe the fall is overdone here, but maybe worth a look. HVivo, what are they at the moment? Where are they today? It must be a seller in there. I mean, there's worry about vaccines and all that stuff in the US, isn't there? Due to Kennedy being announced as Trump's health minister, who's quite anti-vaxxer, isn't he? It's down 1.58% a day. So, but worth keeping an eye on, because it will rebound soon. Because it's come off from 29 pence on the 14th of November, it was. In fact, it hit, almost 30 pence in November. It's now at 17.8 pence. So, bit of a big sell-off here. Cortex Technologies, QTX, a leading supplier of subscription-based vehicle tracking systems, software and services, pleased to announce it will publish its results for the 12-month period to 31st December on Monday, the 3rd of March, 25. So market cap, 73 million. The board estimates the group will report revenues of 32.4 million, up from 29.9. Adjusted EBITDA of 6.2, which is up from 5.4, and pre-tax profit of 6 million, up from 5.2. Company's net cash balance at period end was 3.1 million. What did they have before then? I didn't say that. The company finished 2024 on a strong note, and the board now believes this will lead to a slightly higher level of profit in 2025 than previously estimated. So that's seemingly an upgrade. 25, what's the PE? It's 16 PE, so it's not extreme. It's not cheap, but I do quite like, I'm sure this was the chart I was looking at before. The chart is up 8.55%, but it seems to have come down from a very high back in 2021, almost £5 a share, now down to 165, but we're seeing now a series of higher lows in the chart. But yet, we've not seen any higher highs. So it's in a range, but the lows are getting higher. So the pressure on the upside to break out could happen soon. So maybe worth a watch, like I said, but not cheap. But have a look at that. Anything else? So Sander, the women's fashion brand creating quality, trend-led products for women of all ages, is pleased to provide the following trading update, covering 3 months. Period 31st December. So market cap of 16 million, highlights revenue of 12.2 versus Q3 of 14.3, with the group continuing its transition away from price promotional activity. By the way, they say this also represents an increase of approximately 50% against each of the prior quarters, Q1 and Q2. 2025, a significant step up in comparison to the prior year when Q3 financial year 24 revenues increased against each Q1 and Q2 by 25% and 31% respectively. So Q3 is obviously the strong quarter. but this quarter, Q4, was up higher in comparison to the previous quarters, excluding Q3. Gross margins of 64.7% increased significantly from 58.3% in the prior year, affecting margin enhancement, continued positive swing in profit or tax trajectory as a result of continued prioritization of margin enhancement and profitability ahead of revenue growth in line with our strategic focus. Net cash of 8.2 million as of the 31st December, up from 7 million, allowing the group to self-fund the planned store rollout amongst other items. So the forecast for 25 is 38.5 million, down from 46.3, but they are expected to do adjusted profit of 1 million rather than a loss before tax in 24 of 300,000. And that profitability they see is increasing in 26 to 1.5 million, in 27 to 2.9, and revenue growth starts again in 26, 46.2 versus 38.5. And 2027 even, 55.4. So the forecasts are quite far out there, but it does seem to be improving, like I said there. Anyway, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. You know, if you do enjoy the podcast, please give it a rating and review. And also, don't forget, if you buy the book and like it enough to give it a positive rating and five-star review, you can get a discount off the Share Pickers Investment Club. It's 50% for January, 25% in February, and 15% in March. All right. Thank you very much. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.